So one of the things that you're really going to need to do in order to get rid of a bad habit is that you have to create a repugnance for the habit. You have to actually start to dislike that habit in your own head. If it's smoking, if it's alcohol, drugs, a sexual perversion that you have, you've got to actually create where you actually, it's just yuck. You know, you don't even want to have to deal with it anymore. Now, obviously, you know going into it that, you know, it's still a challenge, still a problem, something you have to deal with. But now you've at least come to terms and said, okay, I'm sick of it. I'm done with this. We're going to move on. Now, that's the first step. That's phase one, and that's not easy. You've got to definitely create a dislike for whatever that habit is. Now, what I would recommend that you do, a couple things. One thing, Google it. Google why I hate smoking or why people hate smokers. Come up with that list and pull it up. And you'll realize you'll come up from a third-party perspective and start to see why people dislike smokers. And there's going to be a whole list. I can guarantee you that. I'm not a smoker, and I can tell you why I don't like smokers all the time. You know, you could make a big list. You could tell why you don't like alcoholics, why people don't like, you know, sexual perverts, whatever the case might be. And, you know, if you, you know, saying that word, you know, smoking, drinking, drugs, and then sexual perversion, that sounds pretty weird. You know, when you hear that and you think to yourself, is that what I am? You maybe put it in different terms, or you take that term and you wrap it around yourself and say, wow, I don't like that at all. That's worse than anything else that I could possibly be recognized as. And it really comes down to the mental state. It really comes down to understanding that this is a mental issue, all of these things, when you want to quit. Any habit is created and broken in 21 days. You really need to understand it. Now, hypnosis will help it faster, but that's the basic genesis of what we're going to do there. The other thing is this, is that you have to take a look at the habit, and you have to start to say why you don't want to do it. Because, again, it's pain and pleasure. If you get so much pleasure out of it, it's not really going to work that well. You have to link negativity to the habit as well, because if you don't link negativity to it, then it's going to be very hard to quit. You know, if you keep thinking about the pleasure you're getting from smoking, it's not going to work. If you're thinking of the pleasure you're going to get from eating that Big Mac, it's not going to work. That's just not the way it's going to happen. And so, you know, a lot of times people do this type of process and they wonder why it doesn't work, you know, right off the bat. Hey, I thought hypnosis works instantly. It does. But there's sometimes things that are more powerful than hypnotic suggestions that you're making. And again, I want to teach you that you can make these hypnotic suggestions by yourself. You don't need me. You don't need anybody else. Now, we're going to give you some scripts that you can actually go into. I'm going to send them to you. It'll be in a Word or text document. So you can put, you know, whatever the situation is in there and then read it. Now, you can read it. Now, an induction presupposes that you're going to go into a hypnotic state, so obviously recording it, like we mentioned before, is the best way to do it. But the other way to do it is to do the affirmations and auto suggestions on a daily basis and talk about the repugnance of that act that you're looking to get rid of. I can recall a colleague of mine had mentioned to me how they got rid of a drug addiction from a friend of his wife or a girlfriend, I can't remember which, but she was addicted to either cocaine or crack. I can't remember what it was, but it was a pretty heavy-duty addiction. And what they did was they linked up the negativity to her through the boyfriend or through the husband. And what they did was this, is they linked it up hypnotically so that every time she would go or start to use drugs, she would get violently sick. She would start to vomit and just be extremely sick. And the way they linked it through the boyfriend or the husband. And he actually would get sick himself first. So, for instance, if he saw her using cocaine, he would force himself to get sick. And that linking mechanism actually forced her to start throwing up. And they started linking this every time she would do that. And the way they broke that addiction was that she was so sick of that process. You know, because, you see, she was linking a pleasure up to the drug, and what was happening is that now that she was getting sick and ill and vomiting every time, there was no more pleasure involved. It was pure pain. Now, obviously, sometimes there's a pain after the pleasure, and people will say, hey, I'm willing to pay for that in order to you know, go for that higher or whatever the case might be. In this case, there was no pleasure being involved. And I thought it was a very unique way that they addressed that situation. So you have to take that habit that you're looking to break, and you have to break it down and say, I don't like this anymore. Now, you can do the same thing with a habit that is, you know, maybe not as volatile as an addiction, such as some of the ones that we've mentioned. It could be a habit that's just like, you know, watching too much TV, or you're not being productive enough. You need to, again, align it and say, okay, what is the outcome I'm looking for? You always have to begin with the end in mind and say, how is the outcome going to affect me positively? For instance, if I do this, my reward will be that. Is that reward worthy of me? Is it something I'm going to really be like, wow, I'm glad I did this? People that lose weight always feel good, and it's like, man, I love the way I look. I love the way I feel. And, you know, that's a phenomenal thing. People that quit smoking can feel the same thing. But if they have a lot of people that they know that smoke and they go back into that crowd again that are still smoking, guess what? They may just start back doing it again because they see all their buddies doing it again and they think, wow, hey, you know, those people are having a great time. Now, by the same token, they may quit smoking, go back and see their old friends and realize that they're a bunch of, you know, people that they don't want to hang around with anyway, and then it works in a positive sense. So creating a repugnance for the habit is extremely, extremely valuable, and it's extremely important that you understand that. So do the research. Again, you know, this is not just throwing some suggestions at you. This is doing the research ahead of time and saying, okay, what are we going to do? Let's take a look at this. Let's sit down for a half an hour and really make a decision. Is this what we want to do? Okay, it is. Let's research it. Let's go online. I mean, hey, you bought this course online. Go to Google, type in that information, and you have all the information that you need in order to make up these powerful auto-suggestions and self-hypnosis tools. And I think you're going to find it to be quite helpful in what you're looking to get rid of.